No, it's just – but anyway. Let me do one more thing here, and then we'll move on to another topic. Don Dugan, another independent business owner.
Here he is!
Hey.
It's such a pain to run a business. He tried to do two and said, you know what? I can't take it anymore. I got to get down to one.
Man, I tell you what, it is a full-time gig, man. I mean, there's no doubt. I worked yesterday morning. I was out running around with my boys yesterday afternoon, and then last night at, you know, midnight, I'm getting texts from people at work. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a continual grind, and it is a grind. And, yeah, I am competitive. If you guys know me, and anybody knows me, you know I'm very competitive. But, you know, I haven't found enough yet, whatever that might be. But,
corned beef?
You know, yeah. Well, sure. Okay.
And
we'll
you're in a
that.
Tough industry, too, because you're in the service business. You got to take care of your customers. But you're also competitive as all heck. So you can't, you know, athletes, I think, kind of get
man,
a chance
just,
to butt, like yell at each other and you get cuss people out, and that's all part of the competitive spirit.
Yeah,
but you
can't
really as a business owner.
You can't really cuss people out if you want to continue to have a business that's successful. It doesn't really work that way, sadly.
I don't know. It's worked great for me.
A different gig.
You know what? Latrell Sprewell, he's just like him. You're just trying to feed your family, Don. That's another thing. You got people to worry
to
about.
I'm just lucky I don't have 15 kids to feed, you know, between
that was another thing. Somebody sent me a list about this the other day, and I didn't have the heart to do it.
What?
But they sent me the list of the top 10 athletes with the most illegitimate kids. And, of course, you know, there was the deal on the NFL deal on HBO. What's it called?
Real Sports?
No.
Real Sports.
No. The behind-the-scenes deal.
The
NFL show. Yeah.
Hard Knocks. They had and Cromartie, and he's trying to name off his kids, and he said, my other daughter's three, my son is three, whatever her name is three. I mean, it's like he doesn't even know all the kids' names.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was part of the deal, and it's like these guys, Travis Henry was a great one. How many kids you got, Travis? 9. How many mothers? 9. Henry was playing $17,000 a month in child support, which wasn't a problem when he had an NFL paycheck coming in, but it's awfully stressful now.
Yeah, well, yeah, 18 years worth of payments.
Anyway.
I mean, I look back at some of these guys that, you know, get, I mean, you got people like Joe Klein who take care of their money, you know, and he was smart about what he did. And guys like John Elway obviously got more than he could ever spend, but nonetheless, you know, still took care of the money that he had.
You know what? A great example.
People like Anthony Lucas that, you know, that are taking care of what they've got.
Right. Well, I look at a guy like Matt Jones. People are always like, well, what's Matt doing now? I'm like, well, Matt's he's playing a lot of golf. That's it. Yeah. And he does stuff, but it's like people are like, well, how does he? I'm like, he was in the league long enough to make plenty of money, and he's taking good care of his money too. Same deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that there aren't, you know, people out there to help them do that, but I'm sure that there's plenty of people out there to help them not do that.
That's true.
It's like Herm Edwards says, one car, one house, and one girl. Well, that's all you need. You don't need two of all those.
He said in the documentary last night, you can only drive one car at a time. Why do you have 8 cars, you know? And we talked to Billy Corbin, the guy that put the show together last night, and I said, is it more bad decisions or bad people around them? He said, yep. So it's everything. When you combo those, and Pat and I were talking about something unrelated, but when you have a great, solid structure around you, and Bernie Kosar talked about this too. His family wanted to be involved. They didn't want to bring in outside people. Guess what? They weren't suited to help him. Yeah. They weren't qualified or equipped to help him in the way he needed help.
And, you know, and the sad thing is a lot of times these guys are set up around their family or their friends, and their friends and family think that they can help them better. And exactly that. They're not qualified to do it. And if they're carrying this big posse of 20 people around with them everywhere they go, and they're picking up the tab every time they go eat you know, they go out to a party or whatever. And, you know, I mean, that's just it's a grind, man. Look, and it's hard for those cats.
You throw a
Tell me about it, guys. Tell me about it.
Well, the next time you throw some money somebody's way,
I don't want you leeches to be sucking off me, man.
You know what? You're trying to help me learn the hard way.
You bring your posse on down there, Pat. We'll get you guys taken care of.
Well, here's the deal.
All the shepherd's pie anybody can eat.
They talked about this last night too. It's you know, it's $100-$200 handshake or a family member needing something fine. But when you're giving out $700 or $800 handshakes a day for an extended period of time, it adds up no matter how much money you make.
It's
ridiculous.
Who was it that said, I don't know if it was Andre Rison, I think it might have been him, that said his posse started out as 10, then 15, then 30, then 40, who he said he didn't even know who they were.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, why are these people hanging around?
It's just, it's a lifestyle that, you know, I guess in a way we'll never understand that.
That's true.
Maybe in a good way, though. You know,
I just, I'm not going to have it. So.
I'd love to have enough money to lose it all. Hey, Don, let me ask you this. You're a guy who is, you're a do-it-all kind of guy. You're an independent business owner.
Sure.
Would you rather Wednesday Would you rather, and you're a guy who's cleaned a toilet or two in your day, because in your profession you just have to, would you rather make $1 million as a pro athlete, you decide the sport, or make $2 million a year cleaning toilets for 8 hours a day?
$2 million a year cleaning toilets.
Okay.
Cleaning toilets isn't that bad, and they got rubber gloves, man. Not that big a deal.
I don't mind it either, but I'd rather be a pro athlete, I think.
Nah, I'm okay. I'd rather have the money.
And one of the caveats, though,
know what I got.
You pick the sport, and you can have as long a career as you want.
Boy, I don't know what sport I would choose.
Swimming?
Maybe golf, probably.
Swimming.
No. Swimming's for my daughter and my wife. I do swim, and that's the only way that I really keep exercising, because my knees are horrible.
Don, I got to say.
I mean, I would have played soccer if I had the opportunity, but my knees gave out, and so, you know, not possible, but.
Yeah, I would think your body type is more of a soccer player than a swimmer. No offense.
No offense. Because that's exactly what it is. So,
now, if you're talking about...
Sure to be a good golfer, honestly. You got longevity of career there.
Well, you're Irish. A lot of Irishmen are pretty good golfers.
We are, sir.
There's the swim cap syndrome that a lot of people don't talk about, too, though. Not everybody can recognize a swimmer
right
off.
That's why they have long hair.
That's why Ryan Lochte makes so many dumb decisions, blowing his money all over town because of the swim cap syndrome.
He's got to prove who he is. It's funny. That's actually true, because I see kids, you know, that my wife coaches, and then I see them dry at a team function.
Right.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah, that's like, I've said that to people before. It's like, I've never seen you in real clothes before. You look, you know, it's like somebody who doesn't dress up normally, or they get
a police officer or something like that.
Whatever, and then they get dolled up, and it's like, oh, I'd never even seen you.
Now,
like,
is there
that
any
before.
Truth to the Speedo syndrome? Because that right there caused a lot of issues, I heard. With
I'm a little scared of that. I'm not really sure what
Speedo
you're talking
syndrome,
about. Sure.
It's something that you better watch out for. Mm-hmm. And you know who you are that wears Speedos out there. I don't mention any names. Roger Scott.
Yeek.
I just got sick.
Okay.
Don?
I'm going to get a stick so I can plug out my mind's eye. I don't think I want to see that.
Go support a local independent business owner tonight and watch Matt Jones and Trey Schaap talk some football at Dugan's Pub, 8 o'clock, Hog Wild Show, following that guy show tonight at 7.
His show.
Yep.
And then after that, we got Gonzo Karaoke, so stick around and sing.
Gonzo's going to be there?
Well, we got Gonzo Karaoke. We call it Gonzo Karaoke.
Okay. I'll have to come check that out some night.
There's a whole story behind that. I'll have to tell you later.
Yeah, sounds like we need a beer and an off the air.
Yeah, all right. Gary, off the air.
Later, buddy.
Thanks, Don.
All right, y'all be good.
See you, buddy.
I don't know if...
See, the thing is, I actually spent more time working in restaurants than anything else.
Yeah.
And I had a family member that had a restaurant, and that's how I ended up working in that. And
restaurant's a tough
gig, man. I heard him struggle. I know about his struggle. It's a tough deal, man.
That's why I try to go and support these restaurants guys as often as I can.
Yeah, that's
and restaurant gals.
And you're hungry a lot.